Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Once again, Friday night is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. I'm your host, Reverend Ron Robinson, Dr. Robinson, Mr. Electric. Call me what you wanna, but don't call me late for the paycheck. I know they say for dinner, but we're gonna talk the paycheck tonight. So much happening in the news. The politicking, the pollinization. Of the people. So much going on. I don't know which way to turn, but we'll give everybody a nice welcome, a nice hand to everybody in the studio today. So much going on in politics. We know that it started off with the former president, Donald Trump, was indicted so many times in so many different states for the insurrection, misappropriation of campaign funds, for lying and stealing and cheating, and indictments for allegations of mishandling high priority mail, high security governmental information, mail, et cetera. And not only that, he's accused of selling it to others for finances and contributions and all kinds of other things in which one would get, specifically around the Russians and people of that and the Chinese. And so these are high intense matters. And then you're finding, you know, discoveries of the current president, Biden, having documents in his home and, you know, no evidence of any misuse or any real propaganda behind it. It's just that it was there. And according to sources of the legal proceedings, it should not be there. And then, you know, cocaine in the White House and the President Biden's son having drug addiction, alcoholism, crack cocaine, and other types of induced medications, if you will, and guns and being Hunter Biden and being submitting an application for a concealed weapon permit and putting on there that he's not on drugs and that he's, you know, he's in the right frame of mind, and that not being the truth, and then having this gun while he is under while he's under the influence of all drugs or whatever, having a gun around school, some 1,500 yards from a school or whatever they call it. So a lot of intriguing things happening in the governmental process. Biden is up in age and he is definitely having some, you know, capacities to think and to alter thoughts and to digest matters and to take care and handle matters. Trump is just corrupt as it can get and don't know about him handling any matters. And so you're caught between a brick in a hard place in terms of selecting a leader for 2024, a presidential leader. JFK Jr., John F. Kennedy Jr. is in another world. You come up with fantasies and all kind of theories. You really don't have any qualified persons. Now, a lot of people like to talk about Vice President Kamala Harris and this and that and the other. I haven't seen anything inefficient, anything bad about her. I have not personally seen any inadequacies in terms of her qualifications, her preparedness to run the government. Quite obviously, she is running the government to a certain extent because of the conditions that Biden is going through right now. So for people to say that she's not ready, she's not prepared, I question that because I question all of the so-called prepared people, all of the so-called qualified people. Where are they? Where have they been all this time? Where are these qualified people? Where are these presidential qualities? You know, you got people running for president. It's a joke. You know, this Vivek Ramaswamy, he is just a thief and a liar, and he continues to lie. And he continues to perpetuate white supremacy, racist thoughts and behavior. And he just steals. He took monies, set aside monies, which is affirmative action money, which he said blacks been taking for all these years and accusing them of reverse racism. Well, he wouldn't took money. He took money while he had $1.2 million. Okay. He took $50,000 from Soros, who he claims to be the vanguard behind the Democratic Party and the money mogul behind them, and everybody's a puppet from the Democratic Party behind Soros. But he's taking this scholarship money from him. he's taking affirmative action money set aside while he already had $1.2 million. He could have easily paid for his courses and 100 other people's courses at that time. I mean, you know, even now he's a multimillionaire, billionaire, whatever they want to call him. But he's a thief and a liar, and he'd do anything to become president, and he'll say anything. And most of these people take up on this white supremacy behavior, the bullying of African-American people, the continuous bullying, and I'll say it again, the continuous bullying African-American people out of their ignorance. Because just because it's popular to say something negative about African-American people. It makes you popular in America because of the racist society we live in, because of the anti-black society, anti-African-American society we live in, and the fact that people are trying to cover up slavery. They're trying to pretend it was a job skill training program. They're trying to act like it was a benefit, like welfare to white poor people. And they want to continue to lie. I will not accept these lies, and I will not participate in these lies, and I will bring these lies forefront, because I have no guilt to not do it. I'm not sold or bought by anyone. I'm self-employed, independent self. I have not the need to ponder any ignorance to make a few dollars, which a lot of people in America seem to need to do. And people are coming from all over the world talking about, oh, my parents immigrated here legally and they came with nothing. Well, if your mother, Vic Ramaswamy, said his mother and father came here with nothing in 1972, they had not a penny, a dollar saved. They just jumped on the airplane and Muffy snuck in the luggage department and just came over. And didn't have anything, and all of a sudden his father's a medical doctor and his mother is a professor at university. I don't know how that happens, what kind of magic they know, but if they got some kind of potion they're drinking, let me have some, because you must be high on something to believe that that could happen to anyone. Life does not work that way. That's not how life works. That's not how things goes. But here at the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, we talk about these things. Why we talk about these things? Because you need to know how money operates and where money comes from. You need to have money to take care of your family, take care of yourself. You need to be self-independent. You need to have resources, connected to resources. So we connected resources. We have opportunities for jobs at $20 an hour, $30 an hour, all across this country in the sales area, okay, for salesmen and saleswomen. We have opportunities of businesses, entrepreneurial businesses you can get involved in for nothing and work your way up to something. So we're here trying to connect you to resources that can take care of you and take care of your family, so you don't have to be a slave to anyone. You don't have to be the slave to anybody's beck and call. That's how America operates. If a person hire you, it could be $100 million an hour. It can be 10 cents an hour. They're going to control you. That's how the ball bounces in you in the United States of America. Did I say United Snakes? I'm sorry, United States of America. That's how it works. And if you think I'm saying something out of the way, out of the ordinary, something different, something vile, something untrue, then challenge me. Challenge me on the history of this country. Challenge me on the conditions of this country. Challenge me on the developmental processes that made this country what it is. Not only just the slave trade, the sugar and the cotton that made this a multi-billion dollar operation, the United Snakes of America, United States of America. But the fact of the matter is that all the technology, all the inventions were invented by African slaves, who we now call African Americans, Black Americans, Negro, Coloreds, whatever. They invented all this stuff. They worked to make this country what it is. They worked hard. They worked in slavery. They didn't eat. They worked 24/7. And then they went on to invent, to do science, agriculture, the development, building, construction, architecture, and made this country what it is. And now we are the problem. We are the reason all the conditions that you're facing is here now. Now we're the problem. after you got all the multi-billions of dollars and everybody and their mama that traced their, the richest 25 families in America traced their financial lineage of wealth to slavery. But now we're the problem. We are the reason why all these antisocial things are going on, all these the social and economic and political conditions, the way it is, the African-American community is being attacked by everybody and their mama because it's a bullying. America is bullying the same people who made it what it is today. And people come here and they pick up on the bullying, bullying this community because it is popular to do it. It makes them wealthy. It gets them into doors where they normally will not get. So you got these immigrants coming here of color, black looking immigrants, minority looking immigrants, immigrants who are minorities themselves coming here and picking up on the rhetoric of the white supremacists. Because it looks nice and it looks like it's going to get you a soda sandwich and shelter. And just for a little few dimes and nickels in a building and a soda, they will sell their soul. If you're picking up on this behavior, you're selling your soul to the devil. And that's all it is. It's not right. It's not correct. The history is distorted. It's a lied history. It's not the truth. And you are, and the society in America is failing because of the continuous lies. This is why America's in the condition it's in now. This is why people have got watered down educational opportunities. But here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're going to change the economic conditions if you so see fit that you want to do that. If you want a better job, if you're looking for an opportunity to be entrepreneurial, you want to get into your own business, you want to develop, because the only way a man can be free if he can feed himself, clothe himself, house himself, and take care of himself and his family. The only way a black, an African-American family can be independent and resourceful and intelligent and be truthful to thyself. The Bible says to thy own self be true. And to be truthful to yourself and your children and your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, your family, is that you're self-sufficient. Because long as you tail behind somebody for a dollar, a soda, a sandwich, and shelter, that person will control your narrative, your history, your background, where you come from, flip you back, flip you up, turn you a woman, turn you a girl, make you a man, make you a boy, make you a truck, make you a car. They'll turn you all around with financial control. So here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're saying, hey, look, become independently wealthy. Become independent in manufacturing business. Do business across the world. Go do business in Africa, in the Caribbean, in Europe, in Asia. Develop international business. Develop tech. A tech company. Get involved in technology. Get involved in tech development. Get involved in pharmaceutical development. Why not? People say, why? Why not? Why should we be called the Black Business Billionaires Network Club? People say, why? But why not? Let me tell you something. Poverty is a mindset. It's a mental condition. Wealth is a mindset. It's a mental condition. The Bible says, what a man said, what a man is, as how a man see himself is what a man can be. So what a man say to yourself, if you say to yourself, I'm poor, I'm homeless, I'm welfare, I'm a nigger, I'm a vagabond, I'm a bum, then that what you will end up being. If you said, I'm wealthy, I'm powerful, I'm educated, I'm smart, I am somebody, God created me in his image, and there God had no preference of man, and every man had the same equal ability and the same equal opportunity, and I can change my condition, and there you go. Your condition will change. But until you see yourself different, until you talk different, walk different, act different, do something different than what everybody is doing. I tell my children, you can't conform to everything the street does. It's not for everybody. Everybody can't be a thug. Everybody can't be homeless. Everybody can't be helpless. Everybody can't be a drug addict. Everybody can't be a bum, an alcoholic. It's true. those conditions do not work for everybody. Some people live it and do it for a long time, and some people die immediately because everything ain't for everybody. Everything that glitter is not diamonds and not gold. And if you don't understand that, then you need to take a hard look at your life and your conditions and your situations. We have job opportunities. We have job entrepreneurial opportunities. We're developing businesses. We're connecting. You need each other. No man's an island. You need to connect to somebody who can connect to somebody who can connect to somebody. There's not a job I ever got. There's not a business I ever developed. There's not nothing I ever did to make myself, you know, a millionaire at 18 years old that I did not have some kind of connection, some resource, some information connected to someone else. There's not, there just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Nobody, this bootstrap thing, pulling yourself out of your own bootstrap, doing your own thing, that does not happen. You have to connect with resources. You have to be organized. That's why they have organizations. So you can be organized. You need to join an organization like the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, like the African American Independent State, like Neo Nation, that starting a program was going to give you money to help give somebody else money. Because we need love in the African American community. We need in the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, connecting you internationally to other brothers and sisters like-minded in Africa, in the Caribbean, in Asia, in Europe, across this world, North, South, East, West America. Okay? You need that connection. You need the resources and information to connect worldwide, because this is a worldwide. The world is becoming so complex but very, very narrow. Everything that affects everyone else affects everyone across this world. Rich, poor, educated, indifference. Everybody's affected. COVID-19 showed us that we all got sick at some point. So I'm saying we're all connected. The universal code is that we're all connected together here. We got a small vast of land, water, air, oxygen, etc., and we have to share it amongst ourselves, and we have to learn to be universal, where they learn to be loving each other. Now, I call out people. I don't hate nobody. White, black, indifferent, foreign, domestic, or whoever you are, I have definitely, you know, I have a history of doing all kinds of social humanitarian projects all across the world, whether in Europe, whether in Africa, whether in the Caribbean, whether in Central South America, Asia. I'm there when children are in need and people are in need. I'm there. I'm the first to support financial concerns for people who are impoverished and need help, medical help, financial help, academic help, social help, political help, whatever it is. But I'm also aware that conditions can be very distorting. And if people don't come to the conclusion, it's a very small amount of time we have on this earth. It's a very small space that we all occupied. And if we don't learn to live together, love each other, and treat each other with humane humanity and concern and respect, we all will die separately. So I'm just exposing on my program conditions that cause people to end up hating themselves, hating others, committing suicide, killing other people, walking into stores and shooting every damn body. Did you ever thought about that? Why a young person at 19, 18 years old will walk in a store because he hates a certain group and just shoot everybody? Did you ever think about that? Well, on this program, this radio program, we discuss those matters. Why? Because it's necessary. As well as it's necessary for you to learn. A lot of these people that's walking into these stores and public places and just shooting people have no life. They have no friends. They have no ability. They have no academic ability. They just walking up and down the street frivolously. And nobody has grabbed them and tried to be their friend, try to direct them into the right way of thinking and living, humanity and love and respect and God and religion, they have nothing. And so they don't care to shoot and kill everybody and go to jail for 100 million years because there's nothing for them. What makes a person get like that? How those conditions happen? Well, welcome to America. A lot of people get displaced. A lot of people get discourse. A lot of people get put out the doors with no opportunities and nothing. And they end up doing something vile like that. So here we are. How do we change all of that? How do we make it different? How do we help change? You want to be the cause of change? You want to be the cause of help? Or you want to induce yourself into the frivolous anarchy bullshit that we hear every day? We hear it from professional bullshitters, whether they're politicians, whether they're so-called social leaders, whether they're organizations, whoever. Because they're continuous bullying and lying and continuous just taking people's mind and reverting it to some kind of monstrative behavior. And it has to stop. Common sense people who are common sense, people who understand and see what's going on, have to come together. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, uncles, aunties, godparents, nieces, nephew. If you're concerned about someone in the society and you feel like as an elder, before you leave, you would like to try to assist in making some civilization, humanitarian perspective overwhelm the young people, then you need to tell it like it is, and we need to have a course of action where we come together and decide how we're going to share this space that we call the universe, the global world. We're going to have to figure out how we're going to share the space and treat each other in a humane perspective and live together. I can call out all the negatives all day long, and I see them all day long, and I know what they are. I know what people use all kind of code words. I grew up with that. I understand what it's about. I was taught that in university, in college, and in high school, the discourses of society and how they create a discourse of society. But one remaining group contains all of the wealth and all the power and all the ability to move things backwards and forwards. I know what that is, and I call it out. And I call it out, and we have to call it out for what it is, and we have to move forward and make a change in the society. So whether you like it or not, yes, the Black Business Billionaire Network Club. Why? Because black business can make you a billionaire. And why we call Black Business Billionaire Network Club? Why? Because networking and clubbing and being together can make you successful. And why not go to the highest level you can go, billionaire, zillionaire, trillionaire, whatever it is. As long as your intent is to be humane and help others, the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, we're not about all this money, 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 make me rich, make me powerful, let me get on television and talk a whole bunch of yang yang. We're about business, development, opportunity, and reverse discrimination, reparations, opportunities that one should have if one achieves. There's a whole bunch of African-American people who have achieved big time and not getting opportunity because of racism. That have to stop. So many young people are being killed because of racism. There's so many dehumanizing experiences that African-Americans have because of racism. They have to stop. Somebody have to call it out. Somebody, back, we said back in the old days, somebody have to call a spade and get this thing back in order, because none of us is safe. You might think you're a part of the popular party. You're part of the bullies. You're part of the gang because of a certain color, a certain type. But you're going to find out very quickly and very soon that everybody is vulnerable. Everybody gets hurt. God has no preference for man. The Bible says you dig one ditch, dig another one. Why? Because you're going to fall in the other one at some point. So we can dig ditches for each other, or we can build houses and opportunity and businesses and educational opportunities for people. We can come together. The United States of America could have been a great melting pot. Everything could have been done beautifully. Just tell it like it is. If you straighten up the history in America and tell the truth about slavery and the conditions and everything that really happened, as dehumanizing, as hurtful, and as despicable it is, we need to hear it so we can straighten out, so people can learn from that and not want to do that again. If they think that it was an opportunity, it was a job training program, it was a social experimental upliftment humanitarian project, if that's what you're telling white people slavery was, and that's what they're accepting, then they will continue to want this thing to happen. You're misguiding the people. And with the misguide, the miseducation, people are dysfunctional because of that. And so the only way to get them refunctional is to tell the truth. Oh, we're worrying about white kids being feeling rejected, feeling hurt, feeling conflicted, feeling insensitive about being white. Well, you're not thinking about the black kids, the African-American kids. How they're not human too. They don't have feelings. They're not hurt. Well, I can tell you, I was a black African-American child. I was hurt. Yes, I was hurt walking down the street and look at a sign saying no Negroes, no coloreds. Didn't have the right to go to school and get an education. Had to fight to get integrated to go to school, fight to get into school, fight to get out of the school. Of course, if you don't think I was hurt, my feelings are not the equal feelings of white children. I'm not equal to a white man. I don't have the same kind of humanity that he has. I don't have the same kind of psychological, sociological, developmental system in my head that he has. The same brain, the same blood flow, the same eyes, ears, the same capacity to be human. I don't have that. Or he's more important to me, to you. His dignity, his humanity, his survival is more important to you, America, than mine. Is that what it is? Well, that's why you're in a poor position, because you made poor choices. But you have a way that you can straighten all this out by telling the truth, stopping all this nonsense about CRT. Oh, it's just some kind of racial indignation of academics. It's not the facts. It's some kind of motivational, psychological controlling academics. The courses are not historical. There's all these other things that it. Then you people. Y'all throw in the African-American history, LGBTQ and sex and all this other nonsense. Y'all throw that in there. Because the first thing y'all did wrong is that y'all started splitting up the history. American history, black American history. That was the problem from the beginning. You opened the doors for people to start all kinds of histories. Why? Because the door was opened up for them to develop another historical academic study program, LGBTQ, women's history, and everybody, a dog wants some history, a bear might want some history, a cat might want some history. You open up the doors for that. Close the doors by telling people the truth, by telling people there's only one history. An event happened, it happened one time. It doesn't happen two times. History is not divided. Everybody was there, was a part of the developmental process of the history. So you can't divide it from one person to the other person. But that's what we're living in right now. We're living in a divided society, a divided history. You might as well just give African-American people their own damn land, state, and everything, and let's have our own country so we can tell what we know, and y'all can keep telling your children so the white children be happy and live long lives of happiness. Tell them what y'all want to tell them, but you got to separate if you separate the history, you got to separate the country. You got to separate the states. It just academically makes sense. So you can continue to tell your lies to your children, and they can be paralyzed by it or uplifted by it. And we can tell our children the truth, and they can be uplifted spiritually, mentally, physically, social, psychologically, socially, in a humane way. But we can't continue to have these two different stories in one damn country. It doesn't work. You can't put kids in the same classroom and tell them two different stories. You can't tell every February, you Black History Month, you're going to tell them about Black history. Then the next thing in March, you're telling them to lie again about American history. So, you know, the kids are confused. Then everything is critical race theory. Everything is a theory. Theory is a theory, something somebody made up. It could be a lie. So who wants to have a theory anyway? Let's deal with the facts. The year, it's been documented, America. It's been documented by the journalists, the newspapers, the reporters, documented everything that happened in history in America. It's been documented. Now, how you prep it up and lie on it, that's up to you. But it's been stated already. It's been written about already. And you guys on rewritten it, took it out, watered it down, pushed it, shoved it around, you know, plastered it up. You changed, you know, the whole damn thing, and you got people confused. My history go back 70-something years, and I'm confused what my grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, what my children are being taught. Just tell the damn truth from the beginning to the end. That's the only way you're going to survive in America. The only way that's going to change the conditions of this country and make it viable for everybody. It's a small space. We all got to live here together, and we need to find a common denominator amongst us all. We can't continue with this divide and conquer bullshit. It's not going to work, not in the space that we have right now. So what we're doing right now with the Black Business Billionaire Network Club radio program is that we are preparing our kids to be successful financially, economically, so nobody can tell them anything and do whatever the people want them to do, because they got the control of their finances, their life, their ability to take care of their family, their ability to get educated, to pay for education, to buy a home, to live a life pleasing unto God, not to man. We can't continue like this, and I don't see any future for the coming generations. I got great, 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 great grandchildren, but I don't see no future for the generations after me. 50-year-old people, 60-year-old people, right after me, and after the 100-year-old people looking at the 90-year-old people, the 90-year-old people looking at the 80-year-old. I'm talking about African American community. We're looking at each other like, what the hell? The 100-year-old people in South Carolina, they're trying to take their land from them. What the hell? The 90-year-old people looking at just falsified documents that just causes them all kinds of financial difficulties and stealing everything from them. The 80-year-old people, the 60, the 70-year-old, the 60-year-old, the 50-year-old, the 40-year-old, the 30-year-old, you know, the 20-year-old, the 19, the 10, 11, 12, the 1 and 2-year-old, they're looking at the generation that's supposed to have been putting things into place and making things correct. What are they doing? What in the hell is going on? So we have to see it for what it is, develop programs and institutions and possibilities and ways to discorrupt a corrupt society, so that we all can live. I don't have to love everybody, and everybody don't have to love me, but damn it, we need to respect each other. And by the only way a man respects you, if you can hurt him or you can help him, or you've done something historically to change the conditions of the society he live in. And damn it, African Americans did all of that and then some. We went above beyond the call of duty when it comes to America and what we've done here. I'm not apologetic for it. I'm not saying sorry. I'm not going to be corrected, because the history will show what I say is the damn truth. African Americans did up and above and beyond what anybody would have done after coming out of slavery in this country. We did above and beyond, more than what we should have, and we've been taken advantage of because they didn't see it as a contribution, economic, social development. They saw it as a way to sneak and beguile and besiege and destroy and control us. So I stand not, I don't know anybody want to correct me, try to correct me, but I stand on that. And that's why here at the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, we're going to develop programs and social opportunities that are going to change the conditions of our children, great-great-grandchildren, and so forth and so on. I'm so happy and so proud to have the man himself. And I told you all about the Neo Nation program and how it's going to make people once again have humanity towards each other, and going to create an environment of not only economic stability and economic change, but it's going to change the social conditioning and how people approach each other when in need. And so I'm going to bring in the man himself, Dr. James W. Winborn. You'll know who he is. The man created all of the programming that we hear on the radio programming, all of the networking programs, the president of the Ethiopian World Federation, which is international developmental political and socioeconomic programs, the social programs, so forth and so on. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him in. Hello, hello.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, we're discussing. Man, I'm hanging in, hanging in. I'm trying to get rid of my friend Arthur, but we. We're gonna try to. I'm trying to evict him, throw him out, get rid of him. You know, he's occupying space. He ain't got no business. But we are talking about conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
The first initial mistake that been made in America, people. And I'll say it again. And anybody want to dispute me, let me know. When they separated the history. And they lied about their history. That opened up doors for all kinds of stuff, people. And that's why we're at where we're at today. For that is not a mistake. It's intentional. It's
right.
Psychological, sociological
right.
Controlling of people.
Right.
When a person takes the history, rewrite it in your damn face, and tell you this is American history and this is Black American history, everybody and their mama, and if anybody, I don't care what academic level you at, I don't care whether you got a PhD from history from Harvard, you know you confused. Because damn it, I know I was confused. Trying to find my way through. And every time I would ask a professor a question of the majority, white professors, I got to making me feel like something I said was so derogatory and crazy that I
mm-hmm.
should have kept my damn mouth shut.
Right.
And when you go back
right.
to your parents
right.
and you say to your parents, I want to know this truth, but this is what I said. And you go back to your parents and I've done this myself. I'm talking about my personal experience. And I went back to my parents and say, look, this is what I said and da-da-da, this is what happened. And they tell me, you got to go along with the program to get what you need so that one day you be in a position you can talk up. That's what I was told, and I'm sure many other African-American
right.
people
yeah, listen,
would say
or most
the same
people
thing.
Of our age, most people of our age was taught that by our parents. We were taught that we got to work twice as hard to get half as far. I was taught personally, look how they dress, you know, dress like how the president dressed, and certain other things. But all of that, the separation, the confusion with that you speak of, is all a part of the psychological warfare that our oppressors engage in to keep us confused and keep us wondering about who we are, because that is their biggest fear, that we will come to understand who we are. Their biggest fear is that we will come to work together and be one. Their biggest fear is that we unified in any way. So anything that they can do to maintain white supremacy, they're going to do it. They're going to continue to do it. If we just look at our news, we can look at the news, we can look at YouTube, we can look at TikTok, we can look at Twitter, we can look at whatever we want to look at, and we see stories and cases after cases after cases after cases of police brutality, right? Cases after cases. And the authority, this is what we talk about when we say systematic racism or systematic oppression. Because just as we see all of this videotape evidence of this police brutality, of police going overboard, so do the authorities. They see it just like we see it. So do the courts. So do the governing bodies. They see it just like we see it. So what does that say to you? That they in on it. That they are apart, because if they wasn't, they would do something to stop it. So why did I say all of that? Because all of that is part of the not only the physical but psychological warfare that they engage in. We say, well, how come they had to send so many cops? There's only one of him. Why y'all got 8 police cars? Why is 20 police cars out here from one unarmed person? Because they're sending a message. That message is, you cannot beat us. That's the message. They're putting that in your mind. Don't think about retaliation. Don't think about coming after us, because there's just too many of us. Now, whether that's true or not, we don't know. I dare not sit down and speculate, but I'll say this. You know, as a young man coming up, I watched a movie called The Warriors about a group of New York gangs, and they had a convention where all the gangs came together, and the guy gave a speech, and he did the math on how many people that was there that was in gangs and how many police that was in New York. And the police were significantly outnumbered. So why do they do that? They do it because of psychological warfare. We are at war. We don't understand that we are at war. We don't understand that we are really under attack, because it has not crossed our path yet for a lot of people. But it's all a part of that psychological warfare. Why? So, as you said, keep us confused and not knowing where we're from, who we are. But then that should beg an even bigger question. The even bigger question would be, then, who are you? Who are you that they would sit and devise this type of plan so you don't know who you are? Who are you that they would come together, sit down, and break up a whole continent and divide it up and give it different names and kingdoms and split it up? Who are you? What is it about you that people just don't like you just cause, but want to do everything that you do? And honestly, and anything that they invite us to do that we hadn't done before, we do it and take it to the next level. As soon as you let us in on something, we take it over and do it better than any of y'all ever thought about doing it. And we can go in so many cases, especially when we come down to sports. Because there's something that's divine. There's a divinity in your DNA. They recognize it. The problem is you don't recognize it. We've been so brainwashed to hate each other. You know, we've been so brainwashed to automatically pick at each other and pick out the worst parts of each other. Why? The colonizers got us doing that in an effort because we say, at least I'm not as that person. So I agree. I don't know why you got me stopping me talking. You know I don't ramble.
Well, you know, I said that to say the program, Neo Nation, we call it, you know, the Economic Development Program, we call it the Money Missions, and I'm sure that you developed a whole nother, you upgraded to a whole nother bigger system, but it gives way to bring people together, to bring humanity back into where there is discourse, human dis-hatred. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that because I just think it's ingenious and it's something that's necessary. And people, you know, be surprised how a $5, a $10, just that you give it to a person in need and how that person responds in such a humanitarian way back to you and how that develops a new socialization. Because right now we're living under a lot of tyranny. We're living under a lot of hatred. People don't trust each other. People don't, you know, there's not love like it used to be. And so, you know, the program you devised, the social implications to it is so much beyond the conditionings of the society we live in. And it's extremely important. So I just wanted you to talk a little bit about it and, you know, let's get some feedback on it and see how we can get it going.
All right. Well, it's a program that we put together that we're going to launch in January. So we won't let too much out of the bag just as of yet. But what we can tell you is that we put together a program called the Black Power Funds. The Black Power Funds. And it's all about us taking back control of our destiny and controlling our destiny through our economic prowess. And in the meantime, supporting one another, supporting our black families, our black individuals, in something that we call Black Power Missions. So, you know, and there's a series of funds that we put together in honor of our ancestors that have gone on before us and that have laid the foundation of work. We go out and we do these Black Power Missions in their honor based on the work that they've done. And these missions are funded through the Black Power Funds. And the disbursements are divided up into the mission and the individuals that's completing the missions. So there's way for there's economic opportunities there. There is humanitarian opportunities there, and there's growth there and unification there. And honoring those that have worked and that have labored and that we are on the shoulders who we stand. What we, by doing this, we're creating a new economic system for our people, for black people. Because the system that's in place, this capitalism system, number one, it looks like it's about to fall. We can get into that. We can talk about BRICS and we can talk about inflation and we can talk about all of those other things that come along with that. But we've created an umbrella for ourselves, a system for ourselves. This system of trickle-down economics did not work. It didn't make it down to us. We were not included in the trickle-down part. It just didn't get down that far. So what we've done was we've created a wealth system that starts from the street up. It starts with us helping out those that are homeless. It starts with us feeding those that are homeless. It starts with us supporting black businesses and how we interact with each other and giving back and to make our nation strong through circulation, through currency circulation. And so this is the gist of the program. We expect it to do great things. We expect it, I mean, I'm being honest, but the reality of it is we expect it to change the game. And you want to be in the system. You want to be, you want to support one of the funds. You want to be in one of the funds. You want to take advantage of the income opportunities that's there. You want to take advantage of the humanitarian opportunities that's there to give back and to put money in your pocket. So look out for it. We're going to be making some announcements real soon called the Black Power Funds. We're going to be doing a radio show here on Blog Talk in the Neo Nation called the Black Power Report, where we're talking about what's going on in the black community, how our power is coming together, how the money is being accumulated, what missions, what black power missions have been accomplished, who's been getting paid, and all of those wonderful things. So look out for that. We're excited about that, and we want everyone to be a part. Back to you,
great, Ron. Great. Yeah, people, I mean, you know, I experienced it myself personally. At level number one, I was called level number one, the beginning of it, and it was tremendous. So I'm excited because I know with the upgrades, as they say today in today's world, you know, you buy half of the program, but you can upgrade for another $30. Mm-hmm. You know, but here's an upgrade, people, that you have to pay. You have to pay another $30 for.
Right.
But it's fantastic, and it's a beautiful program. And I'm telling all of y'all, stay in contact. The Black Business Billionaire Network Club. I will, as soon as Dr. Winborn release the program, what day and what night that the program will be on, initiating all these programs and stuff like that for this black economic movement, definitely want to keep everybody informed and want y'all to participate. It's nice to come on because I see a whole bunch of people come online. People text me back, Dr. Winborn, oh, that person was good. And, oh, man, I really, you know. That's nice. It's nice. But
tell,
call him. You know, dig what
right,
I'm saying?
That's nice.
Call the person.
But you tell him I say,
right,
faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Amen. Y'all know that.
So
amen.
So we got to get up and do
well,
something. We got to make something happen. And we got to put some energy towards our own success, towards our own self-determination.
Right. And people, when people like that, the Winborn come on, they leave their number, they leave their email, text them, email them, get further information. If you're curious or you want to get involved, don't let things slip out of your hands. Because I'm telling you, so many people gotten on these programs, and I told y'all before, and people don't, you know, it's not for me to say, oh, this guy's a billionaire, this guy's a millionaire. I leave that up to them. But people have came on this program who were millionaires and billionaires and wanted to, you know, contribute to the economic stability of our community. And people didn't follow up. People didn't go with the program and things get missed. I'm telling y'all, stay with the program. Keep up with the program. Get involved. It's nice to, you know, write and email me or call me back and say, Ron, that was a great person. But the person is coming with something. They're offering you something. Get involved in it. Participate in it. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to open up the mics, and I know, you know, he's not, you know, I know Dr. Winborn, you're not really ready to let the cat out of the bag right now, but I just want people to either ask a question or just say, yeah, I'm getting involved, you know.
Okay, I see how many, so I can answer some questions. I can answer some questions.
Okay, so I'm going to open up 929-586, your mic is open. Are you there? You might have to unmute yourself. 929-586. Your mic is open. Okay. Okay. I'm going to open up 352-363.
352-363.
Your mic is open. Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Ron Robinson. It's Pastor Don
Jensen. Oh, this is the great father. Okay. Man, let's get right in.
Amen. I'm loving y'all's type of discussion and everything. I've been listening the whole show. I have a question. What do you see coming in the future now that we're out of this pandemic, how we can help each other? I mean, anything that you got for me? Anything.
I would say to that, the Black Power Fund will certainly create an umbrella and a cushion for us during the pandemic and trick the American dollar losers back. Because what it is a process of collective economics. And so the long as a person stay within the system, you only have to join one time, and the system pushes you through. And each time the system reaches a milestone, they make payouts to those people that are in the system. So it itself have the ability to make an individual become financially independent. It's not get rich overnight, but it's a system. It's an economic system. This was simple mathematics, simple debits and credits, but it will create a cushion during COVID where you can stay inside, don't have to go out, and don't have to engage with others, or if your income stops, it'll be another way to cushion whatever it is that may be coming in. So I think to that extent, this system, you know, the Black Power of funds would help out.
Amen. Thank you so much. I got a lot. I'm going back on mute, but I'm definitely on the show.
And we're gonna need you, Pastor Dar, to help get the word out. You know, and use some of those marketing skills God has blessed you with. So we'll talk about that in a little bit also.
Okay. 702-493. Your mic is open. 702-493.
Hello?
Your mic is open.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, hi. I didn't expect to say anything, but I have been listening to the show, and I think that it's great what you're doing.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was driving half the time. But,
all right, well, pay attention to the road, but thank you.
You're welcome.
And we want you to be not only a listener and a hearer, but a doer. We want you to participate.
Well, how do you participate? What do you do, you know? What do you have to do to participate in your program?
Dr. Winborn?
Oh, you're talking about the Black Power of Funds or the program itself? Well, she's driving right now, so it's not as much as she can.
I'm not driving anymore, but I was driving the whole time you were speaking. I'm not driving
okay.
anymore.
All right. So I would tell you this. When you get an opportunity, we haven't launched the program as of yet, but go by the website, look at it, look at what we're doing. There's contact information there, and it's real easy for everyone. It's blackpowerfunds.com, www.blackpowerfunds.com. Go there, look at the different funds that are available that we're working with. Look at the Black Power missions that we're doing to help our people. Look at how the disbursements are going, and look and see if it's something that you would want to do and engage in order to help yourself and your loved ones. So I would ask that you would do that at this point, and then you see something that's interesting, you come back to the program on another Friday and say, listen, I saw it, I signed up, I have more questions. So, but we haven't launched it yet, though. So one thing on the website when you go that is missing that we're going to put up is frequently asked questions, because we would imagine that they're going to be, you know, people will still have questions, but you'll get a preview from what we've built already. So this is the first time we've even given out the website. We've given it out here on this program, and that's www.blackpowerfunds.com.
Nice. And when are you launching the program? You probably said it, but I didn't hear it.
January,
okay.
We want to launch in January, but we want to start, you know, putting people in place now because the system requires organic movement, you know, like any other economic system is based on consumer confidence and activity. So we want to start putting people and things in place now for our launch in January. So feel free to go by.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Diana, as known as Dee Frosty. So I am a singer-songwriter. My debut single just came out in August, beginning of August.
Okay. And where can we hear? Where can we locate your music, your artistry, your entertainment? You know, because I know most of y'all have social media. Y'all have iTunes. You have different venues, social venues that you can contact and get to hear and see your performances. So, you know, if you're performing somewhere, and I'm sure people would be interested in going to hear you and see your performances as well. So where could people, like, look you up and get more into what you're doing?
Okay, well, I'm on Instagram as I am Dee Frosty. The song is being played on all platforms, so Spotify, SoundCloud. You can download it, add it to any of your reels on TikTok, or even Instagram as well, Facebook. And the song is called Back to You by Dee Frosty.
Beautiful, beautiful. So people, go check out Dee Frost and her music and follow her career. She sounds like she's going to be another Rihanna or who it's all about. I forget all these young people out here now. Rihanna,
you're pretty good.
Yeah, I forget them, man. You know, you got Nicki Minaj, you got Cardi B. You know, my daughter just ran over to took a friend for her birthday to a Beyonce concert and spent every last dollar
really?
She had. So I think something good is going on, right? Something good got to be going on. So, you know, just the best of luck to you in your career. And, you know, keep calling in and keep us abreast on what's happening with your career and what's going on and, you know, other things that's happening that we can get involved with you as well, Dee Frost. We'd be definitely interested in your career and what's happening with you, and as well as you participating with us, and we participating with you at the Black Business Billionaire Network Club. That's what we're about, networking club. Y'all got it, networking club. So we're about, you know, coming together and making things happen on both ends.
Yes, and it's Dee Frost.
Are you working with Dee Frost, Don Jr.?
So it's like Frosty, F-R-O-S-T-Y, Dee Frosty. Almost like a Slurpee. You know, a Frosty.
So D is D-E? Is D-E Frosty?
D period, Frosty.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, so you got to put a period, too.
Yes.
D period Frosty. F-R-O-S-T-Y.
Yes.
So if somebody Google that, all your social media, all your connection will come up, right?
It should. I haven't Googled it yet. But it should pop up.
Okay. So you heard it, people. D, the letter D, dot Frosty, F-R-O-S-T-Y. I guess maybe is there a .com as well, or how that works?
Nope. No .com.
Okay, so
Dee
Frosty,
song is called Back to
people,
You.
Back to You. Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Your music style, is it R&B, is it country western, you know, modern? What would you call your music style?
Oh, sometimes you can't put it in a box, but right now it's kind of R&B. But I have written some other songs that are kind of R&B pop. So it's like a mixture. Just depends on the vibe at the time.
Okay. Definitely. I mean, you know, back in the day, all of the wonderful singers, like an Al Green or Marvin Gaye or Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, they all sung in different modes. So if you were happy, you want to dance, they had that mode. If you want to be romantic, whatever, they had that mode. So I think where you're coming from. I think that sounds definitely that sounds like what it should be, because I know the young people today, they listen to all kinds of music. So having that talent it benefits you very well. Yeah, definitely. Because I was surprised. My nephew was much younger than me, and he was playing some old Marvin Gaye. And I'm like, where did you hear that from? How did you get to that? You know? So,
right.
Sometimes the young people can surprise you, you know, the things they know. Yeah, definitely, definitely. So definitely we'd be looking
look
for
you.
Your... Uh-huh.
They look at you like you're crazy because they're like, how do you know this song? You're like, well, how do you know this song? They look at you. They look at you like you're
exactly.
nuts because you know
exactly.
the song.
But I always say this. It always starts with the old. And I hear young people say this back in the day when they started with the hip-hop culture. They were saying, well, we're taking the old 60s and 70s and 80 music and we're turning into something new. And so it all begins with the old and it gravitates to something what we hear today. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear certain music, there's certain rap music that I listen, that I heard, and I say, wow, that sounds like, you know, or certainly some of these young artists, they have a, like an old R&B flavor to something. They don't made up a whole new genre, but it's, you know, you just feel the vibe, if you will, you know, so
right.
It's interesting. Young people are very creative and definitely people I want y'all to check out, Dee Frosty. And, you know, Google her, however you can find her. You young people know what y'all do to get on social media. So go check her out. And I'll be checking you out and definitely want you to come back on every Friday night. So when Dr. Wimborne starts that new radio program talking about the economic programming, you'll be aware of that as well. And like I said, people, the Black Business Network, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is a network club. That's what network club means. We're networking, we're clubbing, and we're networking. So we want people to keep coming on, keep calling, stay involved, you know, as we go forward. So thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Stay on. And, you know, as we go into more details of different things as well.
Awesome. I definitely will. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to open up 205-742. Your mic is open.
Yes, yes, Doc. How are everybody doing today?
Okay,
hoping everybody well. Quick question about the program.
Dr. Wimborne.
Dr. Wimborne Black Power Fund. I think it's what is based on a grassroots type funding, and we pooling the money together to disperse it back among the members. I guess a quick question is, what is the source of the money coming from, and how is it dispersed back out through the membership?
So the money comes from various sources, but let's say that the money is coming from those that engage various funds, all right? Each time that fund reaches its milestone, a disbursement is made to the next person in line. And it just keeps on repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself. Each time the fund is created is based on debits and credits and disbursements, money's being transferred up and money's being transferred out when those milestones are being met. Once the milestone is being met and the money is dispersed to the individual, they actually go out and complete certain Black Power missions in the community to other Black people. With half the funds, and then the other half they use at their own discretion, whether it's their bills, something that they want to contribute to, or they just want to give it away. I hope that helped a little.
Okay, it opens up a little bit. And how do I fit in? Say if I want to become a member, do I have to have a membership fee? Do I have to pay, or is it a fee that I have to pay monthly? One-time fee? Or?
Yes, it's a one-time fee. As to get in on any fund, you would only have to pay one time. The advancement is based on organic movements within the fund. Our first fund that's available starts at $8, okay, less than the price of a Venti White Mocha at Starbucks.
McDonald's meal, huh?
Oh, McDonald's meal, right. And you can get in. Now, the beauty of it, you don't have to keep getting back in. You can get back in if you like, but you don't have to. Once you get in, the system does the rest. Or the worst part of the system is just waiting for your turn to come up to go out and to complete a mission. And then that's
okay.
It. All right, and again, the system organically pushes individuals from one mission to the next. Now,
okay.
I will also say that when we first designed the system, everyone had to get in at the start, which was at the $8. We've changed that, and we're allowing people now to get in wherever they want to get in. Okay. Each fund are bigger funds, so the missions are bigger and the payout are bigger, all right? And you can start anywhere you like. Or
okay.
You can start at the first one, which is $8, and just that's it, and then just wait for the system to push you through and wait for the system to call your name to God and do your black power missions.
Okay, sounds very interesting. I wrote down the website.
The website, yes.
www.blackpowerfunds with an S, right?
Yes, with an
.com.
S, .com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you
and
down.
And you can go there and you can read about all the missions. You know, in each mission, like I said earlier, based on our ancestors and works that they did. And so read the different funds, what's going on in the fund, what the disbursements are in the funds, and things of that nature, and become more familiar with it. And you'll see that we are doing something real and tangible for our people. We're not just talking about it. We have the opportunity now to really be about it and to watch it grow. Now, although I said that you don't have to keep getting back into the system, you're more than welcome to get in as many times as you want. But
okay, well, if you treat me right and I get blessed one time, why not get blessed two times?
Why not? There you go. There you go.
And plus, if it contributes to help someone else, we need to keep the cycle going, you know. Don't want to be selfish, you know.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, we started out doing this a couple of years ago. We've tweaked it to build it up to where it's at now. But we started out doing these just as acts of kindness. Okay? And we've worked it and we've tweaked it as we've come along, understanding that we need to be doing this for our people. And so I said all of that to say, even when we were doing the acts of kindness, we were basically doing it for our people. But as rewarding it is for them, it is just as rewarding it is to you to know that you've been able to help somebody. To know that
right.
We sent you on a mission and we've given you $50, and part of that $50 is you got to go out and you have to buy dinner for 11 homeless people. You follow me? That's going to make
right,
you feel
right,
good.
Right,
that's
son.
Going to make you feel good. That's going to work on bringing our community back together so that everyone will know that we're one. Good, thanks.
Right. I like that. I would definitely check it all out and looking forward to being a part of it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Looking forward to having you.
And we just want to mention, very quickly as well that Mr. Terrence Ruffin is one of our great winners of the Black Business Billionaires Network Club funding sources. And know, he's got a great company. He's in the burial business, and funeral homes and et cetera. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And he's been doing, you know, a wonderful job helping out with people in the community to understand that whole process. And, you know, so we thank him. And he's been a listener for a long time. He's been, you know, he's been on, whether he got something from us, he stayed aboard with us, and we appreciate that as well.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you,
yeah.
Brother Terrence.
Okay,
appreciate
thank you,
your
thank you. We
support.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about, people. See, Brother Terrence, you did not know. Now, I just want to show people. I'm giving them a scenario. You did not know that you would one day, long as you've been coming onto the program and participating with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, you did not know one day that you would win an opportunity to get funding for your business, right? You were coming
idea.
Just to listen and whatnot, to hear my voice and whatever I'm saying.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. I was just enjoying the program and participating in the conversations, listening to all the inspirations and the pressure that we go through, all that suffering and the, you know, inspirations. And, you know, we know life is ups and downs. I'm trying to remember back, Doctor, how did we meet? But you know, everything worked together for those little Lord. So God put us together.
Amen.
And I mean, it's like magic that I even came. And I'm an old country Alabama boy, born and raised all the life, 60 years right down here in Alabama. And yeah, you know, big time New York. And here, little country boy is talking to New Yorkers.
I'm from South Carolina. You know.
So I'm an Alabama boy. I went to college and everything, but you know, I went to Alabama State and everything, so I am educated, but at the same time, still a country boy. What they say, you can always get the boy out of the country, but you can't get the country out of the boy. And so it's just an adventure, and I thank God for Dr. Ron and the Black Business Billionaire Club. They have blessed me. I got funding to help my business out, and so it's a beautiful thing. So everybody who listens under the sound of the voice, hang in there and listen and participate, and you can also be blessed such as I.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Amen.
Hanging on there. Don't hang up. We're gonna go to another next caller, but you can stay in. Everybody stay on and listen in, because we got some good stuff coming up.
Okay, we're hanging in.
347-424. I know that's Brother Man himself. Give him a nice hand. That's Mr. Richard Van Horn.
How you doing here? How you doing here, Rev?
I'm hanging in there, brother, hanging in there. I know that you have a very important, huh? Actually, I know that you have a very important program in which we're going to talk about, but do you have any questions for Dr. Winborn pertaining to the Black Power Funds Network program?
Well, I just tried to log in, and it's giving me different areas it's affiliated with. You're looking at Atlanta, California, so I think I should wait until it's launched and then get more affiliated and join in.
All right. Give thanks. I'm not sure what they're showing you, but give thanks for that. When we launch, we'll make sure that everyone is in. And you went to I'm curious, though. What did you see? That you went to www.blackpowerfundsfunds.com?
Yeah, and it's telling me about California Black Power funding, Atlanta Black Power funding, or it's just blackpowerfunding.com.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, did you go to did you put it in the search bar?
Yes.
Like, you know, because two ways people put it in search, Google search, and then they get a whole bunch of companies. But if you put it into the search bar, the URL, just the search bar, it'll come up quicker.
Right. That sounds like they sent you to a different.
No, it's two ways you do it. If you do it by Google search, it's going to come up with different companies, right? But if you put it into the search bar, if you type it in, what they call the URL. It's just a search bar. It's not the Google search. It's the search bar on top of the computer. I've got you call it. But there's a place on top of the computer where you type it in. You type it in that URL section, and it comes up like that way. Because there's two ways you do it. People do it by searching Google, and then come up with different companies. But if you put into the actual
The URL. When you put it into Google, you're gonna get everything that's Black Power.
Where you located?
Where in New York?
In New York?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to try again and see, and as soon as you launch, let me know. Let Rev know, and Reverend, let me know, and we'll join up. How are you going to fund, though? How do the participants regulate your funding? What do they do?
What do you mean as far as regulations are concerned?
I mean, how would I participate in funding?
When you go to the site, right,
we have
the different funds are there. You will pick the fund that you want to support, and you will pay the registration fee for that fund. The fund start at $8. The next one is $20, $40, $60, on up. And you decide which fund you want to support. That would be the fund that you register. That registry fee will sit there in a pot. When the fund reaches its milestone, part of the money that's there will be given to the next person in line to go out and complete these missions. All right? So the money is circulated within the funds. It's an organic movement. Based on any economic system, is based on consumer confidence and participation, and which will organically push you from one fund to the other as the fund is growing. All right?
Right.
So you would only, in order to participate, it would only be the one-time registration in whatever fund you want, and then the system will take it from there. You're not limited to that one time. You can join as many times as you like and as many different funds as you like. But in order to be in the loop, it would require the one registration in any fund of your choice.
Right. And it'll go to a point where I'll be paid at a certain point.
Yes. Yeah, you'll get paid through every fund, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, the hardest part about the system is just waiting for your name to come up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you stay in the system, your name will come up, and you will be sent on a Black Power mission. We will tell you exactly what that mission is. Well, each fund comes with a unique mission. So if you have the opportunity, when you get to the website, you'll look at the funds, and the funds will explain what the missions are. So it'll tell you exactly what you need to do. It'll tell you exactly the dollar amount, what part goes to the mission, and what part you use at your discretion. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
would you be able to expand on, like, Dr. Wimbo, would you be able to, like, give an example, you know, like the mission and stuff like that?
Yeah, so let's say that there is a hypothetically there's a $22 mission, okay? Within the first seven missions is a $22 mission. So that means that the budget for the mission is $22.
Right.
Now, the fund, not to complicate things, okay? The fund actually has more money in it. But what we've done was we've taken part of the money and put it away for a bigger Black Power mission. Okay? We've taken part of the money and given it to the recipient to go out and do the mission on that level. All right, so now we said it's $22. We want, let's say, $11 to go out and that you give to the first Black homeless person that you see. The other $11 you use at your discretion.
I see.
You follow me? Now,
yeah.
Now, just to be clear, how the system works, that's a choice. You don't have to do the Black Power mission, okay?
Hmm.
But you'll be out of the system.
I see.
You follow me? So we give you the $22. You can take the whole $22 and say, thank God for the fund. I needed this $22 to do whatever it is that I needed to do. Fine. Ain't nobody mad at you, okay, because we were giving the money away anyway. But what it will do is it will knock you out of the system, all
mm-hmm.
right? But if you do the mission, okay, because of the mathematics and the debits and credits, it will qualify you for a bigger mission. Does
correct,
that make sense?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All
and
right.
So we're using these and Black Power missions to empower our community and to create financial independence for our individuals and for our members. Because remember now, each Black Power mission doubles.
Right.
Doubles. And I don't want to scare anybody, but they go up to $1 million.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so let's say that the first mission is an $8 mission. Then the next one is 20. Then 40,
mm-hmm.
then 60, mm-hmm. then 120, then 340, then 680.
Right.
You follow me?
Right.
On up.
Right.
Now, the way the system works is you could have started with the very first mission at $8, and then that was it. And the system has pushed you all the way up. This is the
mm-hmm.
ideal of the mathematics.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's not, is it like we said, it's not get rich quick, but it's an economic system that will pay off. All you have to do is stay in the system and do the give backs.
Can I register now or do I have to wait until you launch to register?
You could, listen, let's wait.
Okay.
We would like, I mean, listen, the reality of it is we've set it up and we really can't stop anybody from going in right now because we've got everything set up who wanted to join to pick one of the missions and go ahead and join. But you should understand that you will be sitting in place until we launch. You follow me?
Okay.
But you'll be the first in line. And the
but
system
what?
Works on first come, first serve.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yep, thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
And Mr. Richard Van Horn, also,
yes.
You have a funding source that's fantastic.
Yes.
And I want you to talk a little bit about that as well.
Well, my funding source is a very good lucrative funding source where you don't have to have any collateral to be funded. What you need is a minimum income of $27,000 and a minimum credit score. The funding can go up to $1 million depending on your credit score and income. The minimum would probably be $20,000 or $30,000. The good thing about this is if your credit is a little bit messed up, you can still get in. They put you into a credit repair program, and when they're through with your credit repairing, which it'll cost you a little bit, but you'll be prepared to be qualified for any bank loan. So if anyone is interested, take my number, 347-424-0160. Give me a call, and I'll send you the link. You fill it out, and we get on board.
Okay, great, great, great. So, people, you have it there, 347-424-0160, and Mr. Richard Van Horn will continue to give you information pertaining to his funding program as well.
Let me ask you a question. I just tried to get a small business a cash advance for their business. They were declined because they were not bringing in enough monthly income. However, their monthly, their annual income, the $27,000 that you mentioned, was that a monthly or annual income that they look for?
Annual.
Annual. So this company meet that threshold, and their minimal FICO is like a 657.
Okay. They would be considered depending on the credit strength. What they would do, they would put them in a credit. They would reject them, keep them on the portal, put them in a credit repair program, and in 30 to 60 days or as long as it takes, you pay one lump sum, and they repair your credit and put you back into the loan program automatically.
All right, we'll talk.
Okay,
we'll talk.
All right.
Good, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's it.
Okay. 929-586. Yes. Your mic is open.
Yes, yes. Dr. Winborn, Dr. Robinson, how you're going to start having me eat pork again.
And the person that stole my name.
You know, because you can sell a hog pig feet, you know.
You know? Listen, you know, you won't be smiling and dining over because of me.
Oh, man, I listened to the program. I'm going to immediately make my contribute to that, and I'm glad that we're moving on, you know, with something that is helpful to those that have less death, you know, sometimes by no choice of their own, and for those of us who can give a little more, you know, not making a lot more, but give a little more, you know, to help our mission for the black people of the world and you know, in this country. So I'm proud to be with this and in this, and give thanks.
Give thanks. Give thanks.
So I think the deal is, people, the higher you go up in the mission programs, the quicker you get to that $1 million.
I mean,
can I get an amen?
That's essentially the way that the system is set up. You can start wherever you want to start. So because we recognize that there were people that was like, listen, I could do more than $8. I want to do 20. I want to do 40. I want to do 1,000. I want to do 2,000. Let me get in the $2,000 fund. Let me get in. Let me get into the $8,000 fund. So, and we would say, you know, no, we need everybody to start at the beginning, but we really didn't. And so, we're giving everyone the opportunity to get in and out of the various funds as they see fit that work according to their desires and their objectives and their level of commitment and what they would like to do to help. You know, I mean, we try to make it so that anybody that want to participate in the funds can. Again, like you said, for less than the price of a Happy Meal at McDonald's, you can get into the fund that can change your life, your family's life, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, on down the line for you making that one right decision. So we encourage everybody that's here, that's under the sound of my voice, go to the website, look at it, look at the various missions, look at what we're trying to do for our people, and see if it's something that you want to be a part of. I think you do. I think you do, because we're creating a whole new system for us of how we gather money and how we put our funds together and how we support each other, how we make our own self-determination, how we can control that, not based on anything anybody else is doing. If we do this, it don't matter what the economy is doing. If we do this, it don't matter what BRICS is doing, because we've created our own system.
Because I remember when we started, the final analysis was a car. You will actually, person will get a car for themselves and give one car away. They'll get a house for themselves and give one house away, you know. And so this is fantastic. And the thing about it, people, is that, number one, we as black people in America, we spend $2.1 trillion a year in the gross national product, in the GDP, and we're not getting anything back for that. Our children should be getting some kind of, if it was a true industrialized economy, like they say, they keep saying this is a free enterprise system and how it's flowing so well for everybody. No. The people who give the most get the least in America. And so we, as black people, are contributing trillions of dollars a year, and we're getting back zero. So this
nothing for it.
President, yeah.
Right, we are. We are a pass-through accounts. You know, in mortgages, they have something called pass-through accounts, or in securities, where they have money just passed through, and there's no taxes and stuff paid on it, or the taxes are deferred. Okay, until later they call them pass-through accounts. They look at us as pass-through accounts. The money just passed through us. It don't stay in the Asian community. They say the money circulates 16 times. In the so-called Jewish community, the money circulates 23 times, like 23 days before it leaves the community. In the black community, the money stays in the community 6 hours. Why is that? Because we don't live in the community. They call it a community, but it's not a community, because we don't own nothing. We don't own the supermarket. We don't own the drugstore. We don't even own the liquor store. We may own the barbershop and the beauty parlor and the church. Okay, but the money's going right back out of the community. All right? Our system is a system of circulation. So the money stays within the community. The money stays amongst us. In built into the system, we have something called a blacklist. You know what the blacklist is? The blacklist is black businesses. We want on this list. That's the blacklist. So we want you to support those businesses that have been blacklisted by us. Okay? Well, as what? As a point of circulating the funds, circulating the money. Everything we need, we have it amongst ourselves. We already have our lawyers. We already have our doctors. We already have everything that we need, you know, our plumbers, our electricians. We ought to be circulating amongst ourselves, but we have let our oppressors divide us and tell us that we can't work together. That's what they've done. They got us to believe that. They got us to believe that if we go into a business, a black-owned business, and have a problem in that business, that we'll never go back to another business. That's how I don't do business with black folks. You understand? And you go into one white store after another, they treat you bad, they follow you around like you're a crook. All right, but you're just as happy as you want to be to give me your money.
Right.
Again, that goes back to our original conversation about psychological warfare.
That's true. And people, you know what? You got to start somewhere. It's like, to me, it's like compulsory savings in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Because you're directing your money to a specific goal, and the goal is double, tripling, doubling itself because it's a cooperative economic structure. And so people, you know, you can't beat it. Start with $8, end up with $1 million, you know, where you find those kind of odds and opportunity, especially in our community. One thing about it, people, we got to find a way to redirect our source resources back to us. And one of the reasons why should we're the lowest population, 13%, 15%, whatever it is, and we contribute more to the gross national product. We contribute more to the economics here in America. The whole system is living off the economics of black people, but we're not getting that level of consideration as well. And I'm damned, you know, I would not go into a store or restaurant or any place, don't treat me well. And, you know, any place, contribute my funds to a place where I do not lack the people, or the people not treating me like they treat everybody
right.
else. And I'd be damned,
right.
you know, and I'm telling you, you know, because it just makes me angry because,
and
you know,
we'll
somebody said
it.
To me, well, you know, a brother from another country said to me, well, you know, man, this is better than most places if you go across the world. I said, yeah, if you're not living here and not knowing what the contributions of our people was here in North America, I live here. I know what the contributions are. So the little crumbs that they're giving people when people come, yes, they're happy because it's much more than what they're experiencing where they're at. But me, I see it differently because I've been here all this time and I see the contributions that's way beyond the little crumbs that they give people. They're not giving you the whole piece of pie. They're not giving you a slice of the pie. They're giving you the crumbs.
How do people think when
America gets
the master's table?
Right.
You hear me?
Yeah, but if people really think about it, how in the hell America can give Ukraine $93 billion, y'all? $93 billion and people in the street homeless and people are dying because they don't have money to pay for medical procedures that exceeds
right.
their insurance.
Right. What
y'all
that
thought
tell
about
you?
That? I think about that. I say, damn, they can give $93 billion. And when the Republicans start talking like that, that's the only thing I agree with them. You know, you're giving an excessive amount of money to a small country that has a war. Ukraine can't even buy, y'all, the amount of equipment that $93 billion would purchase. They can't, because they ain't got enough people in that army to use $93 billion worth of equipment. If you're in business in America, if you're a businessman and you stuff like that flies over your head, then you need to get out of business and go get you a J-O-B. I'm a businessman. Every dollar counts. I count every damn dollar is important. So when I hear people saying, oh, we give $93 billion to Ukraine, and I'm like, okay, they not buying $93 billion worth of war. They not budgeting $93 billion worth of war equipment. Their military is not getting $93 billion or more military people. Most of their military are citizens who volunteered their service. I don't see them got $93 billion worth of army uniforms or trucks. The budget is way over what their people, the budget is way over what they need. Why give them all of that? Why not give them the suitable amount that they could use? Why give them so much damn money that they don't need it? And quite obviously, anybody who's receiving that money and budgeting it out, quite obviously, they're going to say, damn, this is too much. And they're going to keep a little bit in their pocket. Come on, y'all. Come on now. Ain't nobody that holy. You know, let's talk for what it is. So for me, as American living here, I don't agree with people killing people. I don't agree with war. None of that. It happens. But I'm just saying, there comes a point when you sit down and you do the math, and then you see people here in America sitting in the streets, homeless. Look at the hotels. All the Fortune 5, what they call 5-star hotels, 4-star hotels, they fill up with immigrants. That they call these, what they call them, safe haven states or something like that. They're putting them in $300-$400 a night hotels. Why Americans are sleeping in the street. It don't make no damn sense. It don't. The Bible says sleep in front of your door before you sleep in front of somebody else. You know why God said that? Because you'll know how to sweep when you get to the next man though. If you ain't swept your dough, how in the hell you know how to sweep his dough? So if they spending all this, they putting people in the in these hotels, how in the hell they know what they doing when the people that live here are in the street? They should have reconciled the homeless problem in America first. You don't have 10 kids that you can't afford and then go to somebody else's house and say, give me your 10 kids, let them come live with me. You don't do that. You first take care of the 10 kids you got before you bring 10 more kids into your household. So I'm saying it just don't make no damn sense. It really don't. I don't care if liberal, Democrat, or whoever. It don't make no – the math don't add up. For me, the math don't make no sense. It don't. You're wasting money when you could be putting that productive things. It's imperative to understand that if America is doing all this and that for other people and they can't handle their own stuff, it don't make no damn sense. It just don't. And I don't care what nobody say. You know, that shows me that your intentions are questionable. And I'm out of time as well. And I just want to say thank you, Dr. Winborn, for coming on. Thank all my listeners. Thank Terrence Ruffin and Sons Services in that great state of Alabama. And all my people, y'all just keep calling in, keep connected, man. Keep calling in the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. One day, you're going to, that word that says Black Business Billionaire going to be you. So y'all stay in tune, stay in touch. God bless. Everybody have a good weekend.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't.